When I look at what he did in keeping the bulk of his work and being able to donate it to one museum or to a city that would build a museum, it seems to me that 20th century and so far even more so the 21st century, the demands of the market require that artists continually sell off pieces of their work just to be able to exist. So, you know, any artist working at that level is probably scattered all over the continent or all over the world. So to be able to have this in one place seems to me to be a real gift.
Well, I mean, the market question is complicated because it's not that, I mean, still always until he was, even through the 50s, you know, he would say, keep your day job, you know. Mm-hmm. And he returned to teaching a number of times mm-hmm. and so on just to have the independence. And he didn't like the market, and he was supported by very prominent dealers and then got very disenchanted with them. And, you know, he was invited to represent the U.S. at the Venice Biennale in the end of the 40s. And he said, sorry, no, you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to participate in that machine. But, you know, he wasn't, he wasn't immune. He had a couple of daughters to support and a couple of wives, and not at the same time. But, and so he did sell things from time to time. But in terms of his, you know, where it was possible to see really a body of his work, it's before the museum. It's basically at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, where he made a large donation of, you know, again, trying to show you something about the way that his thinking evolved. And so, you know, that's it's quite a group of paintings. And then at the Albright Knox Gallery.
In Buffalo, New York, of all places. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he got along very well with the director there and really respected him. So, I mean, he wasn't completely outside of the market. And there was a demand for his work. And he could pretty much pick who he wanted to sell work for and when.
After a certain point in his
career. After a certain point,
which
yeah.
would have been 1950-something?
Well, I would say, you know, sometime in the early 50s.